There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Canada, where the Toronto Police Service's Hate Crimes Unit is investigating the repeated vandalism of Healthy Mom's Market, a Jewish-owned business, after anti-Israel stickers were attached to its storefront. Owner Aviva Allen found the stickers on March the 31st, and a previous incident involved a male suspect captured on security footage. Jewish advocates, including B'nai B'rith Canada's Richard Robinson, are condemning continued attacks on Jewish businesses and are urging all Canadians to unite against such discrimination, emphasizing the need to uphold Canadian values. In Australia, the Victorian Parliament has enacted new anti-vilification laws aimed at enhancing protections against hate speech and is receiving strong backing from Jewish community organisations. These laws broaden the scope of protection for Victorians and impose stricter penalties on those who incite hatred amidst a rise in anti-Semitism. Philip Zajac of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria expressed hope that this legislation will deter harmful actions and promote social cohesion. Jewish leaders have united in support, emphasizing the need for accountability for hate crimes. The United States Supreme Court recently debated whether American victims of attacks in Israel and the West Bank can sue Palestinian authorities in U.S. courts. This case centers on the jurisdiction of federal courts over the Palestinian Authority and the Palestine Liberation Organization. Several lawsuits have been filed by victims or their families seeking damages following a 2019 law that could hold the PA and PLO liable if they compensated those responsible for such attacks. The Supreme Court's decision is anticipated by June. Focusing now on news from Israel, the National Security Council has issued a travel advisory for Israelis due to heightened threats of attacks, especially during Passover and summer. Even safe nations like the United Arab Emirates have witnessed anti-Semitic incidents. The council identified Iran and its proxies, such as Hezbollah and Hamas, as primary threats targeting Israelis internationally. Alarmingly, attempts to recruit or harm Israelis have been reported through social media, with particular incidents emerging in Europe, including thwarted Hamas operations. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has officially registered a political party named Bennett 2026. The name is provisional and may change depending on future elections. Although Bennett hasn't confirmed his candidacy, sources suggest he will participate, with recent polls indicating that his party could achieve victory. A poll from March 14th predicted that if Bennett were to run, his coalition could win 61 seats, while Prime Minister Netanyahu's bloc would secure 49. Supportive messages have come in from leaders like Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz. Israel's justice and education ministries are collaborating on a new initiative to address rising racism in educational settings and sport in Israel. Targeting middle school students and youth soccer teams, the program will start with workshops at 5 schools, focusing on raising awareness about racism and promoting societal equality. These interactive sessions aim to encourage dialogue and provide students with tools to recognize and combat racism. Plans are in place to extend the program to an additional 22 schools in the next academic year. And finally, Amit Susana, a former hostage held by Hamas, was honored by First Lady Melania Trump at the International Women of Courage Awards held last night. Recognized for sharing a harrowing experience of 55 days in captivity, including instances of sexual violence, Susana expressed pride in receiving the award and cherishing life post-release.
I understand the true meaning of freedom, a way that I never did before. Not as something to be taken for granted, but as something wild and scarce. To simply step outside and look at the sky, to see the moon, stars, to breathe, to choose one's own path. These are privileges I will never again overlook.
In its 19th year, the International Women of Courage Award honors women globally for their exceptional courage, strength, and leadership, often at significant personal risk. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.